Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host, Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Andrew Parton. Andrew is a starting wide receiver for the Kansas Jayhawk football team and looks to be one of the top returning players in the nation, as he had 829 receiving yards last season and 7 touchdowns in his first season with the Jayhawks. Andrew, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Andrew, you're going back. It seems like we're going to have a football season. Everyone expects it to happen. Your senior season with the Kansas Jayhawks. What are your goals for the upcoming season individually and for this team?
Yeah, most definitely. Just looking forward to having the season this year. My individual goals is looking forward to break the 1,000-yard mark and 10 touchdowns as well. And then for team goal, just looking forward to having a bowl game and a chance to win a Big 12 championship.
Andrew, you had quite the collegiate career before you ended up at Kansas. You started at Northern Illinois, then you transferred to Iowa Central Community College, and then you ended up at Kansas. What went into that decision to originally enroll at Northern Illinois?
Just to go to NIU, my decision was just, NIU is known for winning football games, and my whole thing going to a college, I wanted to continue to win football games, and NIU had a great transition in doing that. Unfortunately, things didn't work out, but I don't regret the decision going there.
Northern Illinois transitioning to JUCO ball, we know that from multiple guys who we've talked to, the different level of play that is JUCO ball that people don't understand. What was your experience like playing JUCO?
JUCO for me was a lot of fun, just because the team that we had, our team that we had was, we got a bunch of transfers in and a bunch of guys that I knew from South Florida. So it was a bunch of us going out there competing out in Iowa against Kansas schools. So it was a lot of fun. It was a struggle. But we made the best of it.
Andrew, talking about JUCO, what is the mentality of a player that plays junior college?
Just the mentality, it changes just from the moment you walk on the campus. Especially coming from a D1, you know, everybody's pretty much we get handed a lot of things, and the facilities are nice and everything like that. We get food. As soon as you step back into a JUCO, is the real world hits you real quick, and especially for out of state guys.
And what do you think playing there, and what ways do you think it helped your game, Andrew, on the field, and helped you become a more mature person off the field?
Yeah, just on the field, just not really playing at NIU and really getting back to playing. A lot of downs and stuff like that at Iowa Central helped me a lot, just mentally getting back into the groove of things, and then just maturing off the field, understanding why I was in the situation I was in at a JUCO, just stepping back and reflecting on the things that I can do better.
Andrew, when looking at last number of your statistics, you had 4 games where you had over 100 receiving yards. How do you think performances like that give you momentum for the rest of the games?
Yeah, performances like that just gonna put me on a national radar, and that's the type of player that I strive to be, and that I look forward to be, not only for my team but also for myself. So I hope to continue to have big games for my team. And to continue that the good play.
Andrew, first game at Kansas, come in there, 8 receptions, 121 yards. What was your first game experience like as a Jayhawk, and how did that performance settle things down for the rest of the season?
Yeah, honestly, going out there, I was really nervous, just because it was pretty much like the biggest stadium I ever played in. You know what I mean? It was a lot of hype going into it. You know, we had the miles to go with ESPN following us around. And then also, it just also being Coach Miles' first game, and also it being my first game actually starting at the D1 level. So going into the first quarter, I was really nervous. But once I started making plays, I started feeling comfortable. And I felt like that really jumped forward to the rest of the season for me.
Andrew, after arriving at Kansas, in terms of playing times, did you expect to start your first game for the Jayhawks?
Yeah, just going into it, I was fortunate enough to get into school in the spring. So we had a it was a new new coaching staff, pretty much a whole new roster and everything like that. So it was a competition from day one, and I was fortunate to win the starting job at the end of the spring. So going into the first game, I knew I was going to be the starter.
New quarterback Carter Stanley definitely developed a repertoire, as we saw throughout the entire season. But in the offseason, coming into this past season, what ways do you feel your chemistry and communication improved to where we saw what we did on the field?
This year, we're us as a receiver room, we're making more of an effort to meet with the quarterbacks. We know that if we don't have no connection with the quarterbacks, then connection's not out of nowhere. So we just came back from a workout today. We've got another one at 3:30. So we just gotta continue to do a lot of player driven workouts, especially now with the coronavirus, and just continue to get timing with the new quarterback.
And Andrew, communication is such an important aspect of football, especially being on the same page as your quarterback. How important is it for you, do you feel, as a receiver, to have strong communication, not only with your quarterback, but also the other receivers?
It's very important. Just to start off with the quarterback needs to know what you're doing in order for you to get the football. Our goal is as a receiver, is to get as much catches as we can. And in order to do that, the quarterback has to throw you the ball. And in order to work with the other receivers, you got to make sure sometimes not every single ball is going to come your way. Sometimes you got to get the other receiver open. So you got to make sure every single receiver is on the same exact page, because one receiver, his job could be able to get you open on this on this play, and then it could be vice versa on the next play.
During this quarantine, in what ways, Andrew, did you stay close to your teammates and still try and help out those younger guys, being you're one of the leaders of this Kansas Jayhawk receiving group?
What we did, I want to say probably like 3 to 4 times a week, we had a bunch of Zoom meetings. In the earlier Zoom meetings, it was player driven, got to know the players, everybody talked. And then towards the end, we just was just working on trying to get early installs on the playbooks and stuff like that with the younger guys via Zoom.
Andrew, when you first arrived at Kansas, was there another player or coach that kind of took you under their wings and helped you get adjusted?
Yeah, I would say Coach Jones, my receiver coach. He's pretty much been a father figure for me since I set foot on campus out here. Whenever I have a problem on or off the field, I can always call him and go to him, and he always has good advice for me.
With people like your receiver coach Jones, in addition to him, Les Miles, how would you describe this culture and brotherhood that you guys have at Kansas?
Yeah, I would say it's very close. Just with Coach Miles, he has opened up policy. I can literally call Coach Miles or go into his office and talk to him about anything, any time of the day, whenever I want. And that's very different than it was from other schools that I was at before. And I'm really appreciative for that.
Andrew, like Jack mentioned, you had 829 receiving yards last season. After transferring from JUCO, what do you think allowed you to have such a high level of success on the football field?
The trust my coaches had in me, and having the ability to make the plays. And my coaches put me in good positions to make plays. And also just Carter Stanley and the offensive line and all the other receivers getting me open and blocking for Carter, and Carter finding me. Just owe it all to the team, pretty much.
You return Carter, Puka, yourself next season. What are your expectations for what this offense is capable of in the Big 12 next season?
I think we have a really good shot of making some noise next year in the Big 12, especially with returning our offensive coordinator, Brent Dearman. He's done a lot in the very few games he was in. So I'm excited to see how we're going to grow next season.
Andrew, players like Dorrance Armstrong Jr., now playing with the Cowboys, went through this Kansas football program and are now in the NFL. How has their success motivated you?
It's motivated me a lot, especially Stephen Sims. Not being able to play with him, but him coming a lot on campus a lot this past season. I was able to talk to him and stuff like that, and able to watch him on Sundays. It was motivation like no other. So my goal is to have a successful season this year and put myself in a good position to play on Sundays as well.
Andrew, for those who don't know, what would you say are your strengths as a wideout?
My strength as a wideout, I'd say just understanding coverages and also my speed.
Andrew, out of all the cornerbacks you went up against this past season, was there one that really stuck out to you as the best that you had to go up against?
Probably Oklahoma State as a whole, number 8 and number 4. They're very long, play a lot of man-to-man coverages, so they're pretty tough to go against.
Andrew, thinking about the future of this Kansas football program, is there a younger guy who hasn't gotten that same media attention that you've gotten, but should be on our draft radars pretty soon as well?
I'd probably say Kwame Lassiter, another receiver, senior coming up, number 8. He makes a lot of big plays in the slot for us.
And Andrew, obviously, when you're not on the football field, in the classroom, academically, what are you majoring in? And after your football career is over, is that the field that you want to go into?
My now my major is in sociology. And then down the field, I want to become a sports broadcaster.
In addition to, as well, academics important, being a student athlete, just bonding with your teammates, are there certain things that you guys like to do, whether it be during the off season, when you don't have practice or a game, to improve your guys' relationships to translate to on the field?
Yeah, we just play Madden all the time and just talk trash, listen to music, watch music videos, and just pretty much just chill.
All right. And as well, when thinking about your future NFL teams, they're going to see your film. They're going to see what you're capable of doing at the highest level of college football. But what would you want them to know about who they're getting in yourself and someone in the locker room and as a teammate?
For me, I'm just going to be a sponge from the very first day I walk inside. I'm just going to connect with an older guy. Just over my career, I've noticed that once another guy connects with an older guy and finds somebody to mentor him, he's always going to be, I feel like he's going to be successful. So I'm always going to be that type of player. Looking forward to learning new things and getting in the playbook and just trying to make plays any way possible.
And Andrew, senior year coming up, things like the Senior Bowl, Shrine Bowl, Collegiate Bowl are on seniors' minds. Is that a goal that you're working towards for next season?
Pretty much my goal next season, I really haven't been thinking about the accolades and stuff like that. My goal next season is just, I feel like individually, if I achieve my goal of getting 1,000 plus and 10 plus touchdowns and also achieve my team goal as getting to a bowl game and having a chance to win a Big 12 championship, I feel like everything else will plan out for itself.
Andrew, we know this is also a little ways away, but have you thought at all about signing an NFL contract? And if so, what would be the first thing you'd want to do with a signing bonus?
Definitely, I always think about those type of things. The very first thing, though, I would do is probably pay off my mom's house.
Andrew, hypothetical question. If he could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
It will be Chad Johnson, just because he's somebody that I look up to, just the way he is on and off the field, the way he carries himself, and it's just, it also, me and him are from the same exact place too, and down in South Florida. So it'll be Chad Johnson.
And in addition to Chad, when watching film of NFL players, are there certain guys who you take pieces of their game and try and add them to yours?
Yeah, I look at DeAndre Hopkins and also Robbie Anderson.
Both two great receivers. And Andrew, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is the best piece of advice you could give to them?
Continue to work on your craft. Everybody is going to play the season. Nobody's going to play. Not everybody's going to play during the off season. So it's important to go out there. Not only during the season and when things are going your way, but also when things aren't going your way, and also during the off season when you have downtime, to continue to work on your craft, because that's really going to separate you from everybody else.
That was Andrew Parchment with the Kansas Jayhawk football team. We really appreciate your time and best of luck in this upcoming season.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys for having me.